Yo, you're listening to the Money Monopolizers podcast, helping you take control of your financial destiny. It's about time that we invest more in our financial literacy and work towards building generational wealth. If you think you're ready to do the same, then you've come to the right place. Alex, Marlon, y'all ready? Let's get this bread.
What's good, everybody? It's Alex Camuna here. We are back with episode 107 of the Money Monopolizers podcast, and I am here with my co-host, Marlon Walls. Marlon, how you doing today, bro?
I learned my lesson from last time. I'm doing good, man. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
I'm doing good today, man. Woke up on the right side of bed. Woke up, I'm able to make this drive out here, but I'm enjoying my, I'm just really enjoying
life.
Where we at? We in Dallas.
There we go.
Yeah. For anybody who ain't here the last episode, we in Dallas.
Yeah.
Getting a couple episodes in today, but I'm just really enjoying life, man. Like, I think since last time we recorded, this is our first time with me being retired. Like, I don't think we've ever recorded one with me actually not having the job. Like, I think the last time we recorded. No?
The one from last week?
Yeah, no, we released it, but I wasn't necessarily gone yet.
You talking about the one we just recorded 3 minutes ago?
No, I'm not talking about that one. I'm not talking. But no, that's a good point, actually. I forgot about that. But either way.
I'm like, what you talking about?
It just hit me, though.
Yeah.
Like, this is like my first day recording a podcast. Let's say that. The first day recording a podcast where I'm like a full-time entrepreneur now. So yeah. That's rewarding in itself. And I'm just loving the journey that I'm going through as far as like learning how to operate as a full-time entrepreneur.
Yeah, man. It's like we talked about last episode. It's the transition from 9 to 5 to entrepreneurship. It could be tough, but I mean, it's way different, man. Just in the sense of like, you gotta really just be in time in control of your day now, like 100%, because there's nobody to tell you what to do, or to babysit you now. So you gotta be in 100% control, and you gotta have that discipline to make sure that you are staying productive and not just busy, because you know it's easy to confuse the difference.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it. How you doing, bro?
No, I'm doing good. I'm happy to be out here back in Dallas. Every time we come out here, you know, we always got to link up with our people,
man,
which
no doubt.
You know, we gonna get into here in a second who we got on the show today. But before we get into that, we got to do our business updates.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, y'all know we introduced a new format to the show. So you know, got our intro. Now we get into our business updates, and then we get into the rest of the stuff we got planned. So but man, as far as, so now is, I guess when this releases, it's gonna be the end of October. We're pushing towards the end of October. So beginning of Q4, it's been so Q3 ended really good, man. I mean, in terms of business this month, or like I said in the last episode, I mean, we did $120,000 in revenue for the cleaning business in Q3. And the goal is to, for this month, to get to 50,000, and 50,000 every month to end out the year. So that's where we're getting close to 50 this month. Hopefully by the time this releases, we should be pushing that. So I'm excited for that, man. But like I said, it's been a long journey to actually get here, and in terms of like systematizing the entire business, because a lot of people will see that and just think like, okay, you can just scale like that. The scale comes from much early on, whenever you know things were a lot smaller, implementing those systems and standard operating procedures and all those things whenever you're small, so that whenever you do grow, you have the capacity to be able to handle that kind of growth.
That's it.
So all that kind of stuff is just a factor of that. So business is doing good. I mean, obviously, there's still so many logistics to work out as far as hiring people. Like I said, last time, I'm trying to get my first full-time office staff for managing daily operations and also the marketing plan. So hopefully the goal is by the end of this year is to have her up as a full-time employee 100%. Because, you know, it's different running independent contractors versus employees. It's a completely different thing. But I think it's really, and this is something we'll talk about at some point, having a independent or having an employee that's bought into your business is going to be, it's going to cost more up front, but it's going to be better long term as opposed to having an independent contractor who's just there just to get paid. But I'd rather have people that are bought in, even if it's going to cost me more, because I know long term that's what's going to make the brand more successful and also more valuable, because those people are bought in, so they're going to produce for you. So but yeah, man, business other than that, it's been good. What about you?
No, I really had to have a reflection moment, man, because I was thinking back to where I was this time last year and then reflecting on where I am today. And I think I always reflect on, like, the process that it took to get there, like you said, and then also, like, how I was able to shift my mentality from last year where we were all over the place with all those different businesses that we tried to get into versus this year where we decided to focus. Because now we start seeing that exponential growth. And I think back to, like, our rental cars back then in the month of September last year, October last year, was bringing in, like, $500. That was pretty much the entire, like, the revenue for the month was just $500.
Yep.
Now, fast forward into a year where we've scaled from 1 to 12 cars. Well, 1 to 10 cars. We've purchased 12, but 10 cars. Also, we're teaching it. And on top of that, like, even buying a house that we just did. All of those combined, as far as the income that I generated from the month of September alone, was above $20,000. Like, it was about $23,000.
Love to see it.
And I was like, that is a big change. And that's not even counting the 9 to 5 income that I was still getting in September.
Yeah.
And that's the power of the focusing piece. And I'm like, bro, that changes things so much, man, because now the exponential growth like you were talking about, that's real, man. Yeah. And so I'm watching you and I'm just thinking, like, you had the same experience. Yours started kicking in already because of the fact that you decided that you were going to focus in on the cleaning business in the very beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And, like, from then on, like, it's just been exponential growth, like we always talk about.
100%.
And that's why you went from saying, yeah, we just did 10,000 this month to we just did 10,000 this week.
Yeah.
And now you can also start saying that, yeah, we just did 100,000 this quarter. Now you eventually it's going to be 100,000 in a month.
Yeah, 100,000 in a day.
Exactly. 100K days, man. Yeah. That's truly possible. That's one thing I love about this journey and the people that we see doing it. We know that it's possible.
100%.
And what people that's watching us are going to know that it's possible from watching us, and that's going to liberate them to be able to do the same thing.
Yeah, 100%, man. And there's so many things that, you know, we could get into with that, but I think, that's people will, you know, get the gist of it from that, because focus, and we beat this dead horse, we're gonna keep beating it. That's the most important thing you could do for your business, and especially getting started. So many different things that people want to do, but focusing is so important. So, man, we are just blessed to be in this position to be able to run our businesses, leave our jobs, and to now be really just focus on that in the podcast. Now that's for us, that's what the focus looks like, and it takes time to get there. So man, all that being said, man, we as y'all know, like we said, we are out here in Dallas, Texas, where there's a lot of heavy hitters out here. A lot of heavy hitters in Dallas, man. Dallas is like, I think it's fine. Just it's like the Atlanta of the South too. Just in a lot of sense, in terms of, like, Atlanta has a lot of heavy hitters over there that we see on social media and that kind of stuff. I don't know how many of them are legitimate. That is yet to be seen, but there's still a lot of them. But in Dallas, we definitely know. I know a good amount of them here, and I know a lot of them that are legitimate. And our guest today is someone that we have had on the show previously. Just talking about growth and focusing on the journey and those kind of things, I think this guy, he epitomizes that in a sense too, with what he's been able to do with his brand in terms of his podcast and also his personal brand, man. It's exploded, and to see the growth has just been super dope. So today, we got back on the show from episode 47, Mr. Xavier Miller.
What's good, y'all? I'm excited to be here, man. Y'all got me pumped. All that business talk, y'all. First and foremost, for both of y'all being able to retire from y'all on the pod, that's major.
Yeah, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate that, man.
But we so excited to have you back on the podcast, because like I was talking about before too, it's like this dude here, he's so wise, bro. Like he's like, he honestly, like, I could already just see this dude when we all like 67 years old. He's gonna be like the wise old man. Just always
just a sage.
Yeah, he's like, yo, just go talk to Xavier, man. Go talk to your grandpa.
Get you some wisdom. Get you some wisdom over there, man.
Go get you some wisdom, man. Just because it's like every time I see you, man, you always got gems, and they always hit. It seems like you just got a way of conveying a message to make it so relatable to people, just always make it seem like something that's like applicable to your life. And so I think that's like a gift that you have. So we got so much that we want to get into today, but I think Just starting off though, because I know what a lot of people that we have a lot of new listeners, so a lot of people haven't heard our first episode with you that we did last year, which that was so long ago. You was just talking like you was still in Cali at the time. You wasn't even in Dallas, and you was well, you was.
Did I
you,
was out.
Yeah, yeah, you was out. You was out. You was out. You, yeah. You said you left 2019, so yeah, yeah, you was out. So what we want to do then is, could you really like just starting off? You ain't got to go as in depth as you did last time because people could go check that out. But just like get into your background as far as like, you know, growing up with money and those kind of things and kind of how you got to where you are today. Because, bro, you killing it, man, especially with your podcast, Millionaire Mindsets. And just to see the growth has been amazing. Can you talk about that?
Definitely, definitely. So I'm born and raised in Chicago, and I left around like the age of eight. After high school, I was like probably 17, 18. I moved to Jacksonville, Florida because my brother was there. He was in the Navy. So I went down, he was like, you come live with me, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to go into college because my grades, I was a terrible student. I had to graduate from like summer school and all that. So
yeah.
College wasn't even really an option. So he was like, you come stay with me till you figure out what you want to do. So I was here for about like 8 months. In that time frame, I seen firsthand like the military lifestyle. And then I always had some kind of crazy idea about like military living, but staying with him, I'm like, oh, this is regular, I could do this. Then he told me like, if you do it, go to the Air Force, don't go to the Navy. He's like, the Air Force, it's the best branch. I'm like, all right, say less. So I went back to Chicago for like a year, year and a half, joined the Air Force, got stationed in Cali. I was in the Air Force for 6.5 years. And then like my last 8 months, I started like, no. In 2017, I got into like investing and stuff like that. But then like 2018, that's when I started my business, started investing in real estate, and then started making the mindsets. Got out 2019. Boom. Moved to Dallas December 2020. I haven't even been here a year yet. Yeah.
So how you liking Dallas compared to Cali? I think this is an interesting conversation because you was in Cali for a minute, and obviously you a business owner. You know a lot about business. You got business acumen.
Yeah.
Tell me, what is how does Texas in general just compare to Cali just in terms of business?
It's like night and day. If I talked about this, it'll be a whole episode.
Yeah.
Just from every, like, and I'm not even trying to, like, shit on Cali, but it's just the truth. It is what it is. Like, from the people, from, like, the lifestyle, like, Cali, it's a dope state. It's just, for an entrepreneur, business owner, that's really not the place to be for real. Like, the taxes, stupid hot. And then, like, with the politics, especially when you're dealing with stuff like COVID,
very true.
It's like, man, you can't do a lot out there. So, for me, it was like, I went to the complete opposite. That's why I came to Texas.
So did you like look for somewhere specifically? Because obviously it's like Florida, Texas, and Tennessee would be like the best options. Yep. So it was just like Texas.
Those was the options. It was between Dallas, Houston, and Miami.
So yeah.
So I flew out here because I moved here in December, and in October I came out here for the first time in my life. I never even been to Dallas. I came here. The plan was to come to Dallas, then go to Houston. And then when I was on my way to Houston, it was a hurricane.
So man, I'm like, sorry, that's a small summer. Like, last year?
No, last year.
Oh, yeah.
October.
It's a hurricane.
I mean, it don't matter. That's the whole thing. No matter what year it was.
Yeah.
It's what it is. In Miami got knocked off because Miami's just too lit. And I'm like,
I need to focus right now.
Especially when you're doing a podcast and you got people coming.
Bro, have you seen you seen Fresh and Fit, their podcast in Miami?
Yeah. I don't know how they do it. For real. So Miami, that was off the I'm like, we're not doing Miami. So Dallas, because Dallas is real business oriented, but it's like if you look into party and do that kind of stuff, you can do it too. But it's like the best of both worlds for real.
Yeah.
And I think it was still like slept on a lot.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I always feel like Dallas is like it's like if it's like I really related a lot to Atlanta just in the sense of like the entrepreneurship aspect, but at the same time it's Texas.
It has like a nice central ground. Like it has entrepreneurship. You had a party life if you want to do that, but you can find that balance here. And I think that's just a credit to, like you said, with Texas and everything like that. Oh, especially like the low cost of living. Now you can actually build a business and start to scale it. Yeah. Like you can, and it's just, I think the resources here are just really good as well. So making that transition though for you from going from LA over to Dallas, like what has that done for you ever since?
Because I was in Northern California.
Cali, my bad.
And then for you, what has it done for me, like for my business?
Exactly.
Oh man, I always say it's like one of the top three decisions I ever made. Like number one was going to the military. Number two was meeting to get with my girl. And number three was moving to Texas. Because it's like, first, like, you know, we was doing strictly audio when it comes to podcasting.
Yeah.
It was like real. California, everything is taxed at a crazy rate. So if you want to record in a studio, they might charge you 5-10 racks a month type of shit.
Really?
That is Cali wild, crazy, bro.
Cali wild.
Just to record.
Just to, like, you can rent an office and, like, get your own setup and do that. Like, you could, you, that's definitely an option. But yeah, if you want, like, a studio and, like, high quality, they going to tax you.
Man. Rent, so. God.
And then, like I said, the tax rate out there is, like I think it's, like, 13%.
13% state
and
tax.
They, yeah, and they raising it. They was talking about raising it another 3%.
They trying
and that's
to.
Without federal. So you pay federal on that, that's up. Yeah, you can't, wow. You know what I'm saying? They getting your bread. So as a business person, it's like, man, any smart business person is like, I ain't trying to.
We just saw Elon Musk. He moved his headquarters to Austin, yeah, just this week.
I get it. I get it for sure. I think it's going to be, they already called it the California Exodus with so many people leaving and moving to Texas and stuff like that. I think it's going to be
out. Damn, man. More. Y'all killing Texas now, though. Especially real estate, yeah, man. Make just mind with that Cali money.
Migration going on.
Because people see, I mean, in Cali, you can sell your house and easily come here. You had enough equity to come here, buy a house cash, you driving up the prices here.
And still got $200,000.
Exactly. Yeah. So it is what it is, though. But so you mentioned, obviously, with the podcast, you know, y'all started that. Your story with the podcast, man, is so crazy. And I know, you know, there's so much we want to get into, but I want to start there because, man, the way every time you describe, I mean, you started a podcast in the most humble way you can start a podcast, off the phone and off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So, can you kind of talk about, like, as far as, you know, where, so for those that don't, well, actually first talk about the podcast first, obviously, like, you know, what the podcast is about, what y'all do, and also where it is now in terms of, like, you know, the numbers and the growth for it that y'all have seen just since y'all started it.
So the podcast is called Millionaire Mindsets, and we touch on this, like, personal growth, financial literacy, investing, stock investing, real estate, like pretty much all things concerning business, just having different entrepreneurs on. It started just me and Deanna, my girlfriend, just having regular conversations. And we started it because, like, when we started at the end of 2018. It was the day before, I think it was the day before Christmas 2018. And at this, by that time, we was already, like, investing in, like, stocks and crypto for, like, almost a year and a half. And then that same week we started the podcast was the same week we closed on our first property. Mm-hmm. So at that point, we learned a lot of stuff with, like, business and investing. And we just wanted to have a platform we could talk about it with other people like us that could just get them an opportunity to be a fly on the wall where they might, yeah, might not be able to hear those conversations. So that was just, like, the starting point. And like you said, it was from our living room couch, man. We didn't even have no goals with it. It was just like, let's just do this. And, like, it was just, like, a fun thing. Like, let's, yeah, just do it. Like, I ain't know nothing about monetization or anything. I'm like, let's just do it. And after a while, we kept doing it. It was like people wanted to come on. We started having guests on. You know how I go. You start getting maybe, like, 50 listeners a week. Yeah.
But we was different.
50 people listen to our stuff.
It's real.
Man, that's dope. You, yeah, get excited. True. Like, then you get to 100. But now, like, we over 100,000. Downloads a month.
Oh, oh man.
God,
100K a month.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Yeah. And, it'll be 3 years. End of December this year.
Man, that's, and is it like, so I assume, like, every month has been, like, it's been a, because the thing is, like, I know with us, with our, obviously we're podcasters, like, we saw it as, like, you started, it's cool, it's like you said, 50-100 listeners a week, it's like you excited, yeah, about excited. That at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But over time it's like, okay, was it something that it became, like, stagnant, or was it something that it was up and down, or was it continue, like, linear growth all the way to where y'all are? Like, what was that journey actually like growing, like, up? Because I think there's a lesson there.
Because I got a chart at home, and, like, from we started till today, and look at the chart, it's literally like this. It's like,
yeah,
it's not no, like, yeah, straight, it's like that. So that's like, in my opinion, I was just having this conversation with somebody else. I'm like, that's very similar to life. Like, not everything, yeah, mm-hmm, is going to be like, if you look for them, like, a 3 month time period, it might be like this, but over a long haul, it's a lot of this.
Yeah.
So, but it's on your job to just keep going,
right?
Because you can't stop. You can't let something discourage you. A bad week,
yeah,
a bad month discourage you from doing it. Especially if you really love it. If you was had a why anyway,
mm-hmm,
you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it definitely wasn't just straight like this. But it was straight like this. It was some dips.
And that's why the reason I wanted to bring that up, because, like you said, man, is I think, because I saw you talk about that too on a tweet too. It was talking about, like, a lot of people think in life it's just like, oh, every month is going to be better than the next. Yeah. Win, 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 win. Oh, maybe a loss. Win, 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 win.
Right.
There's way more losses.
Right.
There's way more losses. Especially when you're young. I feel like maybe when you get older, like 40, 50 plus, maybe your wins will be much more consistent because of the experience.
Yeah.
But when you're young, our age is this is like the rite of passage. You have to go through the losses. It's like you just ain't nobody hitting 90% as an entrepreneur, especially that's young. If it is, that's extremely rare. Like people taking L's, it's loss after loss after loss.
Yeah.
Then you get a win. But the thing about it, it makes you appreciate the wins even more. Because all you really need is one good win. Like,
man,
you
have that's a lot of losses.
But you have one, like imagine like your cleaning business going crazy. But imagine like all the losses you probably took before you get to there. All it took was that one win was yep. to make up for all those losses.
That's,
now
man,
you're
that's
retired.
A big fact. That's a bar, bro.
Now you're retired.
That's so really
that's,
how I am.
That's really how life works. Like, all it takes is one. So that's why you really got to keep going, keep shooting.
Yeah.
Because you hit that one, you good.
That's what I was going to hit on, too, man, because most people are going to be discouraged by what we call the L's. So people see L's as losses.
Yep.
I consider L's as lessons.
Lesson,
yep. The reason I say that is because if you never quit, and you keep on getting new lessons. Like before, you said you were starting on a couch with a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Your lesson was that this isn't the most efficient way to do it. Mm-hmm. So let's upgrade our system. Let's upgrade our software. Let's upgrade the equipment that we're using. Let's upgrade our space
and
that we're using.
People probably telling you, like, yo, the audio, fix the audio, yeah. whatever.
Like, so yeah, so that feedback that's giving you those are your lessons. You're not yeah. taking ills as in losses. You're getting lessons. Mm-hmm. You're learning along the way to figure out what can we do better. And because you keep on implementing those new processes and systems, now you can say that, yeah, man, we can bring in 100,000 listeners per month.
Yep.
But have you just said, oh, yeah, I'm discouraged from the loss and I'm going to quit? You never even see the fruits. You never even see those fruits.
Yeah,
so that's why it's important to keep on just moving on and keep on just implementing the new systems and processes into your business.
That's a fact. Because even if, like you just said, people was definitely, you see it, you hear it. Like people saying, like, y'all need to get better quality. And they're like, man, help y'all.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
God, good. Like, I'm seeing it. I'm like, this is the audience. So yeah. y'all to listen to them. I can't get too, like, be feeling myself and saying, like, oh, man, forget them. You don't know what he's talking about. He a hater or yeah. something like that. Like, he just giving me advice.
Yeah.
I'll be a fool not to listen to him.
Hey, man, got to put the ego aside.
Yeah.
Right. And that's, I think what you mentioned, too, about the age is so huge, too, just about it being a rite of passage when you're young. Because the thing is, like, this is the time where it's like you should be welcoming those kinds of things,
right.
those lessons and those L's,
mm-hmm.
because right now you can stomach them and you could take them, and it's not going to be, it shouldn't be nothing that's going to throw you off track, right? But in 10, 20 years when you got a family, you got kids, those losses ain't going to hit the same.
Yeah.
Because you already done went through it.
A lot exactly. more consequences if you're taking a, if you're taking the same L like when you're older, that may be a little bit different than you taking it when you're younger. So like right now, this is the perfect time to be trying to experiment and take all the risks, get all the mistakes out of the way, because like you said, it's going to be a lot less as you go on.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about the podcast, I think this has been like a hidden gem, because I don't know what the podcast has done for you, but for us, man, the amount of network that we've built. The reason that we're out here in Dallas right now is because of the podcast.
That's how we met him.
The reason that we met you is because of the podcast. The people that we meet and that we're able to network with and build relationships with, build businesses with, all because of the podcast. And the time that we started was when podcasts weren't even like a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
You started actually before us too, 2018. Yeah. We started like May of 2019. But the amount of results that we got from the podcast just from starting has been insurmountable. So I really want to get into like what has the podcast done for you, even besides monetarily. We want to get into that too. But
I don't even know where to start. Like, it's crazy how much like it changed our lives for real. Just from, I ain't even gonna just, not just from a monetary standpoint, just from like access to certain things, because people may know who I am now.
So
like,
yeah.
Hey, that's so and so. They might be in a decent position to actually look out and help me out, whether if I'm going out somewhere, whether they work at like a car lot or something. Like even a police officer, I was stuck somewhere. I was stuck somewhere in Dallas, and a police officer, he's like, you Xavier Man of Mindsets? I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
He's like, hey, you good? Come through. I'm like,
damn, really?
Yeah.
That's what's up, bro.
So it's like, that's what I said, not even from a monetary standpoint, just from the eyes and people seeing you and the familiarity or just hearing your voice, is like, it just opens up so much where you could obviously politic with certain people that you probably never thought you'd even connect with. You'd be like, damn, this person know who I am. This is from the podcast. Like, people pay attention more than you realize. That's one thing I learned from podcasting for sure. You might not think. Certain people paying attention, and then you find out like, dang, so-and-so, like somebody was telling me the mayor of Dallas, like one of his kids was listening to the podcast.
Really?
Wow.
I'm like, that's crazy.
And you know, it's crazy too, because like even the thing is, it's like obviously you got a big podcast. Our podcast has been growing and we getting a good amount of listeners. But I know it's like a lot of people can get discouraged with the fact of you know, if they, it doesn't even matter, it don't even have to be a podcast. It's just like content creation and stuff in general. You can diminish what those people actually mean. So it's like, for example, we was talking about 50-100 listeners early on.
Yeah.
That's 50 to 100 people. Like, imagine putting 50 people in a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good amount of people. You don't know who's in the audience.
That's a damn. That's a joke.
And so that's why I think people gotta understand, it's like, don't even, and this was a lesson I had to learn too early on, because it's like I'm so motivated by the results and by like metrics and stuff. That's like you can't like put all your eggs into like what the results are at that moment in time. It's not to say don't look at them, but like obviously you say, like, you can't get discouraged from doing it because you have only 50 listeners, or you only have, you know, 100 followers, or you only have something like. And I saw y'all talk about too on the last podcast too. It's like, yo, by the way, that stuff doesn't even matter.
That's, no, I don't. Like, man, I'm so glad we just talked about this, because even I want to go to social media for a second, because I was just talking about this on my last podcast. Was like, with somebody like get discouraged based on the likes? You know, we all start with zero followers, getting 5 likes, 10 likes, 20 likes. And then I was trying to tell people, like, you can't, the likes shouldn't be the focus, it's the eyes. Like, because everybody that see it not clicking double tap. Yeah, but as long as they seeing it, it's like you got a chance to convert them to something. Like, I know me, I might be scrolling. I just be scrolling sometimes, might see it in my head, I'm like, damn, that's dope as fuck. But I just don't double tap it. So I know, like, even me, like, I know I probably could have way more likes, but I know it's the odds that I'm getting. And as long as I know you watching it,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah.
You consistently watching it, I got you. So people can't, that's why you gotta keep posting. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing it. Don't let 20, 50 likes discourage you, saying, man, this shit ain't working. Because we all start there.
Yeah.
Nobody started unless you like a son of a celebrity or something. Yeah. Nobody start off with 100,000 followers, 100,000 likes. It's gradually built into that.
And that's the, I think, the beauty of it too, like that whole journey, because like it, you appreciate it differently.
No, fact, bro. I'm gonna share something with y'all because I don't really talk about like how much money we make from the podcast. I just don't really talk about it. But I'm gonna share something with y'all. Me and Deanna, we was having this conversation, and I was saying, like, when we started podcasting, like, and it's not even just about the money. I'm proud of the growth of anything. This is just like a this is like shows the growth in it. The money shows the growth.
No doubt. So,
like, I mean, we started, like, our first sponsor, it was like $200 an episode. It might have been, I think it was $200 an episode. And that was like everything. Like,
it's like, bro,
damn, we made $200 from a corner just sitting there talking. Yo, this is crazy. And then as the growth car hunt happened, it was like, we started charging like $500 a month. And that was like, I thought I was lit. I'm like, man, I made $500 a month. This month
I'm talking
like, what? And then it went to 750, and it was like, damn, we growing, like, this is crazy. Then it hit like 12. We went from 750 to 1200 for a sponsor for a month, and it was like, damn. But now I want to speed up to right now we charge $16,000 a quarter, and we do $16,000 a quarter for one sponsor,
and you do four sponsors,
and we do four sponsors. That's, so you know what I'm saying? So
I was finna ask that question, but like, different ways to monetize a podcast. That's obviously one big one. That's just sponsorship.
That's one stream.
And that's just from one. I ain't talking about like whether we on certain platforms or ads. I ain't talking about merch. I ain't talking about live events.
Yeah.
I just mean like from one sponsor.
That's one sponsor.
$16,000 a quarter. But like that, I'm saying, we went from $200 an episode.
That's the growth, man.
$16,000 a quarter. And that's within less than 3 years. So. Like, that's when I talk about stuff like that, that's what I'm like more proud of than anything, because that shows that we really been like in this shit building, and it's been paying off.
Yeah, man. And it's like, you can see the I think the dope thing about having this is like the brand equity that you build with it, because your brand, even like you said, it's not even about the money. Like, you know, your brand, the likeness of your brand means something. Like, that in itself, obviously monetary, like, that can be something, but like that in itself. Like, having a brand, when someone sees Millionaire Mindset, someone see the name Xavier Miller, and they think of that, triggers something in their head, that is worth a lot of money.
A lot. And it's like, we podcasters, and I tell this to every podcaster that's doing this, because like, this is really my sole focus now. Like, about five months ago, I told myself, because I was real estate heavy, I was doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But I told myself, like, because when people ask you what you do or whatever, you might say, oh, I'm a business owner, or I'm this. I'm like, no, I'm not even saying it anymore. I'm because I'm so all in on this one thing. Anybody ask me what I do, I'm a podcaster.
Yes, that's
this
it,
is my focus. Even though I'm doing other things, this is the main focus. And originally when I first did it, it was some dropbacks in other categories because I was spending a lot of energy into this now.
Mm-hmm.
But that was something that I was sacrificing, I was willing to do, and it's catching back up to. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
That's kind of goes back to what y'all was talking in the beginning, saying like focus and locking in on something. Because if you got your eyes on everything, it's hard to make something really grow the way you want it to grow. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm glad you're proving us as to not be liars, because we've been preaching this. And I tell you, we've been preaching this same message because of what it's done for us.
Yeah.
That's showing you that this is truly what happens.
Yeah.
Because you decided to lock in on the podcast because you saw the potential.
Yeah.
Now you're graduating from 200 to 500 to 750 a month to 16,000 a quarter. Mm-hmm. That is nothing but for the results of focusing, saying, this is my, what do I want to be known for is the question. What do I want to be known for? When somebody thinks of me, when somebody thinks of Xavier, what are they thinking? They're going to think, oh, that's the podcast, but I do the dope podcast, Millionaire Mindsets.
Yeah.
If you can get everybody to start thinking like that, that's how you are able to start scaling that particular business. Like when you share that mind share within somebody's brain of podcasting, Xavier Miller. Mm-hmm. That's how they should think about it, because that's where you start building your true following based off of that. I think about like you said, you had sponsorships.
Mm-hmm.
Those come as a result of people knowing that. People are going to think of podcasts when they think of you.
Mm-hmm.
So now they know that you're going to attract attention to your platform. You have the attention. One thing about today's age is attention is a new currency. That's why people such as YouTube, such as Instagram, such as Facebook, they are paying people to keep people's attention on their platforms.
Content creation.
So through content creation, that's why the sponsorships, all of those things are there as a reward for you bringing people's attention. And so that's why you understand why people are getting these $1 million. Alex, what was the deal that Tony Robbins just got?
It wasn't Tony Robbins.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan got 100.
I said the wrong name.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan just got $100 million deal for the podcast.
Yep.
Why? Because he's bringing in a consistent attention.
Yeah.
That people, these companies they value that attention piece of it all, and that's what you've been able to do through your platform. So that's just a testament to you on your growth, and that's just a small sickness on what could come with through consistency.
Right, and things don't happen overnight. Like, especially like this is a real quick message to podcasters, because I talk to podcasters all the time. Like, how can I grow my stuff? Like, they will want your results to happen for them within a month when you've been doing this for years.
Listen to the very beginning, 2018. That's the part they missed.
Like, bro, like, it don't happen like that. So it's like, you got to stay consistent. Like,
yeah,
I be researching like podcasts because I like I'm really all in on this shit. So I researched. I looked up the top 10 podcasts just in general, not any category. The top 10 in general, like in the U.S., and all 10 of them was like over the age of like 40-45, I think.
The host?
Yeah. And they've been like in the field of media and like
radio.
this specific thing for like decades, pretty much. Like, Joe Rogan been doing his podcast like 09.
09. A thousand something episodes.
Exactly. A thousand something episodes. So like, this is not gonna happen. Like, for some people, they're gonna pop quicker and sooner than others. But for the average person, it's gonna take a minute. You just gotta be willing to do it. Like, it was only one person that was like younger than 40, and he was like 33. He was last on the top 10 list. So I was like, this is industry. It's not something that is gonna pick up. Some, like I said, some people get lucky and pick up sooner than others, but this about longevity with this shit for real.
And it's so early right now too.
Still early.
Early. That's why we ain't did no like we do sponsorships, but we ain't did no deal.
Yeah,
because we've had people offer us deals. Like, we had somebody try to buy it.
Really?
Try to buy the podcast. And I guess what their goal was to try to make us like pretty much be BET, and we'd be like AJ and Free. So I guess that's what their goal is, trying to buy it. I'm like, nah. And this was before we even did any visuals. This was just when we were still
just audio.
Man.
Yeah, so, this is the same reason why like we haven't done no deal, because we was visual for so long. And I'm like, y'all offering me this with visual, like, I know what I could get with video then.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's put a pause on that. It ain't like I need the money for it. I ain't money hungry at all. So it's like, we could wait it out and keep building.
So what is the
like long term goal with the brand and the podcast specifically? Like, is it a Spotify podcast deal, or is it bigger than that in the sense of like you want to be in control completely 100%? Because Spotify, they control Joe Rogan.
They do. Yeah. Same time they gave him 100 million.
Yeah, they gave him 100 million.
100 million check. That's a big check for real.
Yeah.
But I think and right now we just focus on growth.
Yeah.
And whatever opportunities come, like we get tons of opportunities like every day, pretty much, like tons of emails with new opportunities. So we just focus on growth. Whatever comes out of that is what comes out of that. But really, what I want to do is I'm gonna build a network.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then when I get a network, that's when I want to do like a big deal. But I always preach ownership, so I always want to keep ownership, like creative control and stuff like that. But that's the long term goal for sure.
Got you, yeah. Man. That's. We're going to have to talk about that off there.
We're definitely
going to
talk about it.
I think one thing that's important to consider, because you talk about turning down different deals, because I saw a tweet that you had put out saying that somebody had actually offered $13,000 to be on the podcast.
Yeah, this week.
And you turned them down.
Yeah.
Really?
And I want you to dive into that, though. Like, what was the rationale behind it?
Because, like, and this is also a very important topic, because, like, how I see it is, like, I could easily say, all right, give me that bread and come on a podcast. But then I feel like that opens up Pandora's box now, where that could just, well, once that happened once, it's like, man, what happens when somebody offered me $50,000?
Yeah.
And they might not be valid. They might be a scammer. They could be anybody. So it's like this, and the person that offered this to me, I didn't know him. Like if I knew him, we had a rapport, we had a relationship, and he told me that, I would have been more prone to do it. I would still have been like, we could just, don't even give me the money, we could still do it. But without knowing this person, and just him offering me that is like,
yeah.
I don't know you. I don't know nobody that could vouch for you for real. So it's like, I'm cool. Cause you might be valid, but then again, if you're not, that's gonna create a whole bigger problem. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah, it's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I'm not money hungry. So it's like, you're not really gonna be able to get me to do something for money.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be like, if I rock with you, I rock with you.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Yeah.
If I'm interested in you, I'm interested. But anything other than that, it's like, nah, I'm cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's big, because you have to maintain the integrity of your podcast, because you have to understand that now it goes from Xavier Miller to Millionaire Mindset.
Exactly.
It's bigger than you now. Like, you have to uphold the brand, like the integrity of the brand. Exactly.
You're right.
That's our sponsors. I gotta keep them in mind. My girlfriend, I got to keep her in mind. And like you said, the brand, Millionaire Mindset, is bigger than just me. So I got to keep all that in mind. The listeners, it's just not like, if it was just me, I'd probably be like, no sponsors, yeah, give me that money. But when there's so many other people that's mm-hmm. like invested into what we're doing, it's like, I got to keep everything in mind. Like, would this be a good look for them? Like, if this person's a bullshit artist, how would this look on my sponsor being associated with us?
Yeah.
So I have to take all those things into mind when doing stuff like that.
Yeah. Which, and some of these people have come to light recently, so, you know.
Yeah, right. Hey, you see what I'm saying? So I have to be very
cognizant. Yeah.
I have to be very cognizant and cautious of the way I'm moving and how I do it.
Right. Man, I think that's real, man. And because it's so many different things that I guess a lot, because one thing that's so prevalent, just in the sense of like when people get into business in general, is like you don't care about nothing except that first check.
Yep.
And especially like, even because we talk a lot about real estate, people get into real estate, help people get into real estate, and like a lot of people, like they get their first rental property, they're not screening tenants the way they should. They just if someone got a check, if someone got money to offer them for the first month's rent, that's all I need to see, and they'll let you know a fool into their property. You're gonna be paying the price later down the road. I always say, yo, I'm gonna leave my property vacant before I let a dummy in there. And this is literally on my first property, I had a vacancy for 4 months. I had to pay the mortgage.
That, bro.
I had to pay the mortgage. It was like $1,300 every month.
Damn.
I had to pay because I couldn't find a tenant that I liked.
But I guarantee somebody came up saying, bro, I got cash money right now, ready to go.
Oh my gosh, yeah. And it's like, but now the tenant I got in there, they've been there 2 years. They just renewed this week. They gonna be in there another year, and they haven't given me one issue at all. And so that's where it's like, you gotta be patient with this kind of stuff. You
damn.
Can't just take that and that just goes with anything. I mean, never take the first deal.
Yeah.
So
you know.
Yeah.
But you just gave out a joke, because I know a lot of people that would have been like, $1,300 mortgage on paying every month. They were like, man, get anybody.
I need somebody that breathes.
Right?
You got a pulse.
Yeah.
So.
Man, with business, one thing I learned with business, you cannot be super thirsty when it comes to money. You just gotta do good business, especially if you're building a brand. Just focus on the brand. Everything else will pay off. Like, I honestly, could be way richer if I just took, like, well, I turned down so much money. Like, people don't even, because I don't really talk about it all the time. People have no idea how much money I turned down, man. And my sister, we get money offered to us when people are trying to come on, like, all the time. And it don't be like, it's always in a 4 or 5 figures range.
Jeez. Man.
And I always, like, I haven't said yes to anybody yet.
That has offered.
Yeah.
Wow. So everybody that's been on the show has been, because you personally.
Cause like, yeah, because I personally, like, I got.
Had an interest.
Rapport, yeah. Got some kind of relationship with her.
Got you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the way to build it, man.
Yeah. I agree. No, I agree for real, man. It's a, like I said, this game about longevity for real.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
You can't try to skip any process or anything like that. It's about longevity.
Man, I love that. One thing, because I want to kind of transition. One thing I love. You know, that you're about, just obviously, you know, just in the sense of, like, you know, you always dropping gems, and it just seems like you're so wise. And one thing that you talked about was the whole concept of, you know, a lot of people right now, especially a lot of people that listen to the podcast, your podcast, our podcast, mm-hmm. these people are like first generation wealth builders. Like, these are people that's like, you've never had wealth before. You're just finding out about financial freedom, early retirement, all these kinds of things, investing in real estate, stocks, business. You're just learning about this stuff, assets, liabilities. And it's like, a lot of us grew up with a mentality around money that was just kind of, you know, almost like a scarcity mindset around right. money. And in the sense of, like, you know, we didn't understand that money is actually abundant, and that money can actually, you know, can come to us, and we don't have to, you know, trade our whole life and soul away for money. We didn't grow up thinking about money like that. And I know that was one thing you had recently talked about. I saw it on your page, just in the sense of, like, you know, we got to kind of reprogram the way we think about money, because we grew up thinking about it so wrong. Can you kind of get into that a little bit more, that whole concept? Because a lot of people, I think, need to understand that, because I saw it really hit my life when I hit financial freedom, just in the sense of, like, I don't see money the same way. Like, now when I spend money, it's not out of, like, I don't think, dang, okay, I just, you know, I when am I gonna get this money back? I know it's coming back,
right?
So it's different now. Once you're not working for money, it's, you view it differently.
You don't see it from, like, a scarcity
mindset.
Yeah. So can you kind of talk about that?
Yeah, because specifically in our community, how we brought up is, like, they, you know, what's the saying? They say, like your parents would be like, save for a rainy day, save for, I know my parents, that's what they say, save for a rainy day, don't spend all your money. Like, everything was like, from save, not, and save is cool, but it's really not playing offense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like a defensive thing.
That's good.
When you're trying to, like, build wealth, you really got to play offense. When I think about offense, I'll be saying it, like, for a football analogy, like, say if you're a quarterback, and your money is the football, you gotta throw it into, you know what I'm saying, decent receivers, which is different vehicles, to run to get that touchdown. Everything, it might not be a touchdown, sometimes it might be 3-4 yards.
Yeah.
That's all cool, it's getting closer to the end goal, which is a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, like, offense is so important. But in our community, that's something that's not really, everything is about, like, saving, don't spend all, you're gonna lose your money,
mm-hmm.
It's gonna happen, you're gonna buy a property, this is gonna go bad. So once you get older and you start making money, that mentality doesn't go away, because it's been programmed in you. So now everything you do is like, man, I'm gonna lose, I don't wanna do this, so I'm gonna lose my money, I don't wanna make this investment, because this is gonna go bad. Even when you start making good money, you be like, man, I wanna get that car. Like, I know, when I moved out here to Dallas, I'm in a high rise now, like, I still had to, like, talk myself, even though I could afford it, I had to convince myself, like, man, this, should I pay this a lot of money? Then I'm like, I had to really sit down and, like, quietness to myself, like, why am I acting like this? Like, I could easily afford this payment, like, nothing's gonna happen, like, it's okay. But that's a mindset it takes, I think, in my opinion, it takes years to overcome, because this was something that's programmed in you for 15, 20 years. It's hard to just overcome that immediately, and money just don't change that. You still be like, I know people with money that still move like they broke. They still have the scarcity mentality with it.
Yeah.
So it's not something that changed overnight. I think it's something you have to consistently work at, man. But once you start getting it, like you said, the way you see it, it does change.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see it as, like, you just know, like, okay, if I spend this, I know I could just get it back. It's just money.
It's just money.
It ain't like something, like, crazy. It's just like, I'd rather lose my money than lose my time.
Oh, man, yeah.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's just, if I lose $1,000, it's just $1,000. I know I know how to make. That's the important part.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
You know how to make it, so that gives you that comfort. Like, all right, I'll lose this. I know how to get it.
That's so important though, man. Because like you said, we were always being taught the defensive tactics. Yep. So now you're talking about that. You know the offensive tactics. So now you're not scared to play the game.
Not scared to play.
I can play the whole game. Now I know defense and offense. Yep. If I only know defense, all I know is fear. Yeah. All I know is trying to prevent.
For real.
But now since I know how to go out there and make money in different avenues, now the fear is gone about keeping the money, keeping this current. Money, because I know if I throw that ball out there, that's more, I'm more likely to get a touchdown. Now, right? Yeah. So now,
and especially if you want to, I know because a lot of people like you, young, like we said, a lot of people listen to this. They young, you a lot of dudes, and I saw you talk about this too. A lot of young people, you want to be wealthy, but in order to actually be wealthy, if you're young, like at a young age, in order to be rich at a young age, it's like you can't have a scarcity mindset about money.
You can't.
It's not
gonna happen.
No.
It's literally to get rich and be young and rich. It's impossible to get rich with a scarcity mindset because you have to take a shit ton of risk. Like unless you get like a blessing from somebody that might somebody in your family give you a gift.
Yeah.
Or somebody pass away, God forbid, you get a bunch of money. Other than that, you gonna have to take a shit ton of risk, especially if you didn't come from like a wealthy background. So it's not going to be younger than 30 and rich. Is nobody that did it just playing defense?
That's
they
a fact.
They play a hella offense.
A lot.
They did it aggressively.
Hail but Mary.
Intelligently.
Hail Mary.
No, for real. They take a lot.
It's four verticals.
Right. And that's luck. And what people don't talk about.
Right, right.
This shit come with a lot of luck, too.
Yeah, 100%.
No.
Yeah, it's a lot of luck that comes with it.
But the thing about that luck, though, is like typically that the way a lot of people look at luck is like they see it like
hit a lottery.
Like it's a lottery thing. No. I always see luck as like, it's more so it was something that I did down the line a while ago that I can't necessarily trace to right now.
Man,
but there was something I did that put me in a position to get lucky right now.
Yep.
It's not like I was just like sitting on my ass and like all of a sudden, you know, someone called me and was like, hey, you know, dude, I got this offer, whatever. It's like I did something a long time.
Yeah.
It still comes out as preparation.
Exactly. I was about to hit on that. Preparation means an opportunity. Think about you. People gonna see this podcast and say, man, $16,000 a quarter must be nice. That's real lucky of him. What about 2018 when you were just putting in time with that phone and that couch? Are you looking at those? What about consistent posts that you're putting out each day to keep your content growing?
Releasing
every week. Staying consistent. Those are what's preparing you for the opportunities that present themselves in the form of sponsorships and in the form of those different podcast opportunities for you.
That's where
all the luck, quote unquote, comes from.
Yeah, because I've heard people say that. Like one of my friends, he was telling me, he was talking to somebody that we know, and he was like, he was saying that you got lucky with the podcast and this and that. And I'm like, what? I'm like, it is a little luck in this, but to be honest, all the luck in the world don't matter if you ain't prepared to take advantage of the opportunity.
Ooh,
you know what I'm saying? Good, so I could have been a lucky, like just lucky as hell, but when the opportunity really came and I'm like, I'm not really prepared on how to take advantage of it, the luck wouldn't matter because I would have missed it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like luck, it is a part of the game, but like you said, preparation is everything. Because like you said, 2018, we did two episodes a week for like a good, probably like a damn near a year.
Mm-hmm.
Two episodes a week.
Like, that's over 100.
I knew when I came into this game, I said, I'm a flood it. Because once a week, that's cool. But I feel like how my perspective was, I'm like, that's cool once you establish.
Yeah.
People forget about you. But when I'm coming in from the ground level, don't nobody know me, I need to be on these people's mind every damn day.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, that attention being the currency, man. I got to constantly be in your face somehow.
That's attention is everything. You talk about brand building. Attention. That's the number one. That's what you need, attention.
It's so many things that happen behind the scenes that's like people don't understand that whole the journey to act or like what actually was going on before you got to where you are now. Like it's like the cliche, it's like you can see the shine but you don't understand what the actual grind was. But yeah, man, I think that's super important. One thing I saw you talking about too, man, I tell you, this dude, he got so many gems every time. It's like it's so easy to have a conversation with you because say, yo, I saw you talking about this. But one thing that you was talking about was in the sense of like choosing the right woman and also picking a woman that picks you. So this is a conversation, because I think a majority of men listen to us, at least our podcast, just in the sense of like our demographic. Mm-hmm. But a lot of guys today, it's like that and like there's a few things in life that's, I think there's probably like three things in life that can like derail your life as a guy.
Right.
It's like having a child too early, going to jail, and being with the wrong woman.
That's got to be the top three.
And so I saw you talking about obviously like picking a woman that chooses you. Can you talk more about that? Because I want to get into that a little bit, because I think a lot of guys need to understand what that what that really means.
This is extremely important, because I think when you out here chasing and trying to choose, it takes it's a distraction. Yeah. It takes a lot of your time, because you're constantly out here looking for the right one. Whereas really, you gotta, at least in my opinion, from my perspective, you gotta find one that chooses you. And I mean by that, like literally somebody that chooses you, somebody that's intentional, that's obviously that's reciprocating a similar energy or initiating it. Like she might not literally just come to you and say, "Hey, what's up, Marlon? I'm trying to get at you." But you know, like one thing about women, they do signs. They're gonna look at you, so you know what I'm saying? Most of them just not gonna get up and say something to you like a guy will. It's gonna be like little signs, or they might come around you a lot, initiate conversation a lot, might touch you a lot, that kind of shit like that. So, and then the signs is always obvious. I think it's, as a guy, it's gotta be your duty to recognize the signs. And if that's somebody that you interested in, or at least could see yourself potentially being interested in one day, you start that conversation and build on that. But I think that route saves you so much time and energy, because you're not out here hunting anymore.
Yeah.
You on your purpose, handling your business, and you letting it come to you. You're not chasing it. And I think that's the best way to do it. Let it come to you. You know what I'm saying? Don't be out here looking, hunting down, trying to get at every chick, because that's so time consuming.
Yeah.
That time you can be using to do something else, build a business. You could just be at work, who knows, making some money, anything, doing a hobby, anything.
Yeah.
And just wasting time with somebody that might not be even interested in you, for real. So that's one thing about letting them choose you, because then you know for sure they're interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not no question in your back of your mind, say, man, does she really like me? Or do I like her more than, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. One of those things. It's like, I know she into me.
Yeah.
And we can go from there.
Yeah, and that's, man, this is such a, because the thing is, like, I think a lot of guys, especially today, a lot of guys grew up with the whole, I'm not gonna even, I hate to say it, but like,
what you about to say?
Most guys are simps in the sense of, like, we don't understand our worth. A lot of guys, this is a very important conversation.
Because
the thing is, and this is not, I'm speaking from experience, bro. Like, I'm not saying nothing, I'm not even judging nobody. This is literally from experience. Like, a lot of guys, it's like, you don't, when you understand in terms of supply and demand, there are so many beautiful women out there. There's millions. It's an infinite supply. There will always be a woman that looked better than the last one. And there will always be a younger woman on top of that.
Yep.
But the thing is, there are very few guys that are actually on their purpose and on their mission. So when you understand that, if I get on my mission and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, those women that I want already are looking for those guys, and there's not a lot of them.
There's not.
So where they gonna come? To me.
You speaking facts, bro. That's really, like, I got a saying, and people always be like, break it down. I be like, no, I'm not breaking it down. I always say, I be like, simps have ruined society.
Ooh.
Then, like, on, if you man. Know, you know. I'm gonna break it down to this. If you know, you know. I gotta break it down to you. Like I said, specifically to men, this is a message to men real quick, especially that's younger than, I would say younger than 25. Like, don't be, because I see a lot of dudes, they be like, man, I can't get the girls my age. They focus on dudes that got money, that's doing this. They older. I'm like, that's cool, bro. That's cool. You focus on your money, your time gonna come. Right? Like, I hate to say this, but I gotta be real. As you get older, you gonna have way more opportunities chances compared to the average woman will have.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's not, her abundance of opportunities and chances when it comes to the opposite sex is gonna die down compared to yours. Yours gonna keep going up.
Yeah.
It's gonna keep getting valuable and valuable. Mm-hmm. You know, we care about, how can I say this? We visual creatures,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they care about security more than provision. Things like that. So as you get your security, your finances straight, you're gonna be able to pull whoever you want to. So you can't even be worried about being 25 and not having all the girls right now, because you got a whole life ahead of you.
Come on,
you got
man.
This about 30, 35, 40, 45. It don't stop for men. As long as you stay in good health, work out, eat good, you know what I'm saying? Not doing stuff too crazy. You could, I know 60 years old out here pulling. You know what I'm saying? They looking good, and they pulling chicks 25, 30.
Easy.
So it's like, bro, you got a whole life ahead. You can't be stressing on this right now, because it ain't going nowhere. It ain't going nowhere.
Nope. And the thing is, too, is like, when you young, like, as a guy, it's like, Bro, like, there should not be anything else that you are focused. Like, in theory, right. It sounds, like, cool to, like, say, yo, you got, you know, you slept with this amount of girls. You got, you know, you doing whatever. You out there in the streets, whatever, whatever. Sounds good. But, like, at the end of the day, there is no substance in that to the point of, like, it's not going to do nothing for your life. In fact, that woman, she's not. If I've seen it time and time again. Literally, I was talking to a girl yesterday saying, the last three boyfriends she was with, she broke up with them because they had no ambition.
Come on.
That's how women are wired. They're wired to look for men. And it's not even, a lot of dudes think I was like gold digging and stuff. It's not even gold digging. It's women are wired differently.
That's their nature.
Exactly. Because as a woman, it's like you have to, you only get a few chances to procreate as a woman. It's exactly. Like you can only have one kid a year. So like if you don't pick
the right choice,
it's going to hurt you economically.
Yep.
So as a guy, you got to understand that and put yourself in a position to, you know, be that right guy that that woman will want.
And you can't do it with bad intentions. Like so many people, they try to become financially stable and get enough money so they can, like, I'm gonna get back at every girl that, like, come on, bro, that's money. You can just do what you gotta do. Don't let that be your focus. Because that's gonna control you. You're gonna be out here trying to hit everything, and that's how you get into a bad position, end up hitting the wrong one. Because all it takes, as a man, all it takes is one mistake. Just like a woman, it takes one mistake.
Yep.
You get the wrong one pregnant, you get pregnant by the wrong guy. That could ruin your life, man. That could be one of the biggest setbacks. Like you said, that's top three.
Easily.
You know, facts, one popped off. You gotta, as a man, you gotta stay focused. You gotta stay on your mission. That gotta be your number one priority. Everything else comes secondly.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. Mission one, your relationship, all the other shit. I'm sorry if we may not want to hear that. All that is after your mission.
Yeah.
Because you can't handle, I cannot take care of my girl the way I want to if I'm not handling business. So if I put her before my mission, everything else will be out of order. It won't be making sense. Mm-hmm. I might be missing out on money or doing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to fully provide for myself. And if I can't provide for myself, how the hell am I going to provide for her?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be able to happen. I wouldn't be able to have, like, this week I almost made $30,000. I wouldn't be able to have a 30K week if something was above my mission.
Man, that's good, bro.
You get what I'm saying? So the mission is first, and everything else falls in order.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta have order when it comes to life.
And the thing is, the girl too, she don't want to be your number one. If she's the right girl, I'm not saying all girls. Some girls, it's like that's all they do. But like, if it's the right girl for you, she wants your mission to be.
She wants your mission to be number one.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You at the end of the day, I mean that's. it's simple behavior. I mean, like if I'm coming home and it's like I'm giving you all my attention and all the time, I'm always trying to, you know, talk to you, all these things, always with you. It's like, damn, what are you
doing all day? Like,
did you do anything else?
And one thing about a woman, she might tell you she want to be a number one person. She might tell you that, but what they tell you and what they want, oftentimes it's two completely different things.
Hey,
so you got to be able to see through that, and you just got to do what's best for y'all. You got to be so ahead and just think what's best for us, and what's best for y'all is you being on your shit. So getting out here and handling your business. So you right. Like they gonna tell you. I want, like, you gone all the time, and, you know, and sometimes you might need to scale back. You do need to spend time and stuff like that, but you can't. It can't be all your time, all your resources, because like you said, they eventually gonna be like, damn, like,
bro,
like, I got them.
Can you do something?
Yeah, can you do something? Like,
that's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. Listen to or watch what they do. Don't listen to what they say, because it's like, yo, if Henry Ford would have asked people what they wanted, they'd have said, "I want a faster horse." So
yeah,
it's
like, yo, that's a bar.
Understand, that's bro? A bar. Understand? It's like, yo, at the end of the day, focus on you. That's the. I'm not saying you don't get her no attention. I'm just saying, make sure your mission and your purpose is your number one focus, man. At the end of the day,
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, bro.
A lot of people, a lot of guys will take that the wrong way and think that means putting your shit on the back burner and treating her like shit.
No.
That's not what we're saying. You still treat her good with the utmost respect.
100%.
You just on your mission. That's your priority. Like, imagine if, like, look at somebody like Kobe Bryant. We know what Kobe was about. You talk about mama mentality. We know what he represented. And it's clear as day. I listened to him say how much. I think he said he worked out 4 times a day, 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Then did 4 for like a 2-3 hour workout. Then another one at like 9.
Yep.
Then another one at like 2. Then another one at like. So that's obvious. It's obvious that this mission was number one in his life, and everything else came second.
Yep.
Which led to him being a legend.
Mm-hmm.
Which led to him being. I'm pretty sure his wife loved the hell out of him. So it's still, you know what I'm saying? Everything's still going to pan out. You on your mission. Especially if it's the right one, everything's going to pan out.
Yeah. And she'll understand.
You're right.
She'll understand. Because at the end of the day, she knows it's like, we going in the right direction.
We're going in the right direction.
And that's the thing. If you're the leader, like, she wants, a woman wants to be on a good mission. She don't want to be on a mission.
She don't want to be on a bad mission. That's gonna be the problems right there.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, man.
You can wrap up all that with just like one saying. Like this, I love this saying, man. But you will lose money chasing women. But you ain't gonna lose any
money chasing money.
Yeah, you ain't gonna lose any women chasing your money.
Exactly.
So that's what it boils down to.
They say, chase ass. I mean, assets, not ass.
What you chase? Boy, I had a mental block.
Yeah, my boy, I had something on my mind. But no, man, that's real, bro. I really wanted to talk about that because, like, last time we had that conversation, but we didn't get to go as in depth into it.
Yeah.
So it's super important for a lot of guys, man. But yeah. Now we could transition now to our last segment of the show, which would be the Fast Five. I guess like this is what did we do last time? We did
Fast Five.
Okay, we did last time. Yeah. So this is where we'll just ask you five questions, you answer them in 10 seconds or less. I think last time it was 60 seconds. Last time.
Yeah. Now we had to shorten that down for you.
Yeah. So I take the first one, and then Marlon will take the next one. We'll alternate. So the first question is, what does success mean to you?
Success, in my opinion, is time freedom, good health, and around people that you love as much as you want to be around them.
I love it.
Yes, sir. All right, question number two. What is your favorite money or business book?
My favorite business book. I'm trying to think. There's so many. It's this book called The Business of Family that I really like. And the reason, I probably wouldn't even answer.
No, that's good.
The reason it's my favorite book, because I always tell people, like, my number one mission in life for me is to build an affluent family.
Mm-hmm.
So that book for me, it's about like organization. And we talk about how to build wealth and how to build it with your family and have an actually successful family when it comes to business and money and how to keep it for generations.
Yeah.
So that's like probably like my favorite book for me, because like I said, my number one goal in life for me is to build an affluent family.
Legacy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not for sure.
So you should check out the book too. This is a recommendation for people too. It's like What Would the Rockefellers Do?
Ooh,
it's all about legacy and financial planning for like hundreds of years.
I'm buying that as soon as we're
ready. Yeah, I just bought it this week. It's amazing. Okay. Cool. So third question: would you rather have $1,000 a week for life or $1,000,000 today, and why?
$1,000 a week for life.
$1,000 a week.
That's 4,000 a month.
Yeah.
I'm just adding up.
Like, you're doing the math right now.
That's 4,000. What's that like? 48,000.
Yeah.
48,000 a year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You said 1,000,000 right now?
Yeah. Right now.
48,000 a year. How long would it take me to get to? That's like 20 years.
Yeah.
So, give me that meal right now. It's because it'll take 20 years to get to that. And I don't know. You don't know what could happen. You don't know if you might last the whole 20. And I know I can do something with that million right now that could generate me so much more money than, you know what I'm saying, over that.
Exactly. And by the way, $1,000 today is in 20 years. It's not.
It's not. That's another good point. Inflation is an MF. So
yeah.
It ain't gonna be the same.
Yeah.
At the rate this country going, it ain't gonna be the same at all.
Hey, man, you know about the crypto. You already know.
Yeah, I'll take a middle pin in the crypto and chill.
Yeah.
That's gonna be way more than whatever that $1,000 a week could do for me.
Yeah, 100%.
That represents growth right there. You know your answer changed since last time.
For real?
Yeah, yes, sir. He did say $1,000 a week last time.
That represents growth. All right, cool. Question number four. If you could go back and change anything about your journey, what would it be?
Damn. To be honest, I don't think I would change nothing. I don't think I was everything that I went through that I did, it helped me get to, I don't think I would be here if it weren't for that.
Facts.
So I probably wouldn't, man, I don't think I would change. No, the only thing I would change is I would invest into crypto earlier.
That's the only thing.
Like, instead of getting in around mid-2017, I already got in 2016. But I didn't know about it at the time, so there was no way for it to be possible anyway. But that's the only thing I would change, getting into crypto earlier.
Yeah,
for sure.
You got a crypto guy too, right?
It's at www.guidetocrypto2crypto.com. That's going over, like, this is just pretty much a beginner's guide for people that want to get into crypto. We talk about, like, what is it, like coins, how you know something valuable, taxes. I named 13 coins that I think will be good hold long term. Yeah, so it's just like,
give us three.
Right now?
Top three.
Uh oh. So I like Solana.
Okay.
I like that a lot. What else I would say? I want to name something that people might not be aware of. I like Uniswap, and I'm gonna say Ethereum. I know people wear that one, but I think Ethereum long term, I think that's gonna be about like a 10K coin in like a year or two.
Yeah.
I think long term that's gonna be a real good one. It's still relatively low, being under 4K.
Yeah.
Like Ethereum, I'm all in on Ethereum.
What you think about Bitcoin?
I was gonna say, Bitcoin changed my life. I love Bitcoin. Bitcoin changed my life. I love Bitcoin. Yeah, so fact. I'm all in on Bitcoin. Like I told people this years ago, they said I was crazy. I said every asset I got before I
sell
my Bitcoin.
Facts, man.
I would sell my houses. Anything I own.
Really?
Before I'd be like, let me sell my Bitcoin. That's how much. But I'm like, that's just how much belief I got in it.
Yeah,
and I'm looking forward to his zero. So I'm really forward to
you gonna ride with it.
Yeah,
you
just
double down.
I love that mentality, man. So that's long term right there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Question number five.
Yeah. Oh, it's me?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, what can people find out more about you?
Okay, so I'm on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, at Xavier C. Miller, and you can follow my podcast, Man of Mindset, on all platforms. Really, I'm pretty much everywhere, and I think it's none of my last note. I think that's important for everybody because, as y'all seen, Instagram been acting funny this
year. Man, come on.
It's been going down. So, and I know a lot of people that built their whole business and platform on Instagram, so when it was down for that day, they couldn't make no money that day, pretty much. Yeah. They couldn't market that day, at least. So, it's like, I know it's a lot of work building on all these platforms. It ain't easy to take a lot of work, but I think it's worth it. Because I know when Instagram went down, I went to TikTok. I went to Twitter. And I was still doing what I needed to do. I was still on YouTube and all that different stuff. So you got to, all these platforms, man, they huge platforms. Take advantage of them, man. Don't just depend on one because when one goes down, you fuck.
Oh yeah, man. And that's the thing, man. You gotta own your audience to some degree. And a podcast is a great way to do this. So y'all definitely, you know, gotta check out Xavier's podcast, Millionaire Mindsets, man. It's a dope podcast, dope show. Check it out on YouTube, man. If you do want to check it out, definitely check it on YouTube. It's so much better when you can watch the interview because, I mean, they set up is super dope. And you know, just being able to watch it, I feel like you can obviously, like, listening is great too, but like watching it, you can get locked in a lot more. So definitely check it out on there, man. So, but yeah, man, this has been super dope. We appreciate you coming back on the show in person, man. This is the only way we rocking now. You know, you already know. So, you know, we appreciate you coming on. I think this is our like third in-person guest or fourth. Okay. So we appreciate you, man. It's been good, and this has been a dope combo, bro.
Man. Yes,
sir.
I just want to say I'm proud of y'all, man. Y'all growth, proud of y'all accomplishments, being able to retire. That's huge, man. Like, that's fucking huge. So, that's super dope, and I'm proud of y'all. And like I said, I'm thankful that y'all shared y'all platform with me. I don't take that for granted either, so yeah, appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Well, that's it for this episode of the Money Monopolizers Podcast. New episodes will be released every Thursday and will be available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Just search Money Monopolizers wherever you listen to podcasts. If you did enjoy this episode, you can check us out on Instagram or on Twitter at the Monopolizers. We post informative content on there where you can learn, you can find out more about us. Other than that, we will see y'all in the next one.
You've been listening to the Money Monopolizers Podcast, helping you take control of your financial destiny. To learn more about how you can be in control of your money, visit moneymonopolizers.com. We'll catch you next time when Alex and Marlon share more personal finance and wealth creation tips with you. Now it's time to take action.